We're talking basketball here with head coach Damon Collins of the Princeton Boys. This happens every once in a while, but it always makes, I think, the show sound a little bit better when it is a game day for the Tigers. And even better, we're going to have coverage on Z101.7 of the Tigers and the Gilman City Hawks. Girls 4:30, boys 6 o'clock tonight at semifinal night from the Gilman City Tournament. Princeton comes off of a victory from just the other night. I'm going to have to dig out my bracket and find out all that information. 75-25 against East Harrison from 48 hours ago. Congrats on the win, Coach Collins.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to get the tournament started off on the right foot.
Yeah, won by 50. You know, you did what a number one seed wants to do. You won. You weren't really challenged in a big, big way. Now you get a four seed, and you know, we're talking about this Gilman City team off the air a little bit, especially playing them on their floor in kind of a unique gym setup. You figure it's going to be a pretty decent challenge tonight, right?
Yeah, it's always, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get loud in there, and there's probably going to be a lot of people, so it's going to get really loud. And as I said, they got a couple kids that can shoot the ball and a really good athlete, Lane Fit.
Coming off that Putnam County loss, we talked about that one last week, Coach. That was a really disappointing loss for the Tigers. Really good bounce back because we talked about just the challenge of going all the way down to Polo on a Friday night. You know, it's a long trip. Yeah, you got to be able to get off the bus, play well. Boy, that 55-38 victory at Polo looked like a really good bounce back for the Tigers.
Yeah, it was, you know, as you said, good to bounce back, pick up a conference win on the road. You know, we only had four kids score that night, but you wouldn't have noticed until you looked in the book afterwards. But as I said, just, you know, getting that any conference win on the road is going to be a tough game.
Did you get Talon kind of back in his scoring groove at Polo, Coach?
Yeah, I think he had 20-plus and Clay, and I think had 16 or something, and Jaden Finney was right there close with 15, I think.
That's kind of your big three that you mentioned. For those that are familiar with the Tigers, if you want to do things like win district games and challenge for a district title here in a month, Coach, how much is your depth around that big three that you mentioned? How much is your depth, whether it be the four or five starters or the three or four kids you got, get off the bench? How important is that group going to be for you?
Oh, it's definitely big. Guys have been doing a good job playing the roles, but anytime they can get some added buckets, helps out.
Does this team, they do in some ways, and in some ways I think they're a couple of steps behind, but your teams that ended up playing at the Civic Arena a few years back, and I know they kind of built their way up to where they took some lumps when they were younger, and by the time they're upperclassmen, they're good to, they were good to go and really a good basketball team. Do you see similarities between the group you have now and the group from about 3-4 years ago, Coach?
Yeah, I think there's some similarities there, and there's some differences, and some of those differences are positives as well. And I think there's some more younger kids watching this group and are ready to move up as well next year.
Yeah, there's so much of looking at because you have so many underclassmen saying the future's bright for the Tigers. In saying that, you got a couple of seniors, Jaden Finney included. Yeah, they would like the program to be good next year because they're Tigers at heart, but they want to win this year because this is their last shot at it.
Definitely, it's kind of a pretty well-rounded district, but pretty tough at the same time.
Where do you feel like, just as a whole, Coach, where do you feel like your team is going into the Gilman City Tournament? What are the areas that you wanted to work on this week?
Oh, just, trying to improve on taking care of the ball. And I think, it was a big thing the other night. We had zero turnovers in the first half. You can win a lot of ball games if you can take care of the ball and obviously get more shots. Shot the ball pretty well as well. But I think, trying to execute more plays and crunch times, really something we've been focusing on.
Is tonight's game, because if you watch Gilman City, and I've seen them, I know you've seen them as well, you mentioned the kids that are really good, the Prestons and the Langfits, they're guards and can get up and down the floor. Gilman City's concern has to be, if Jaden Finney gets loose inside, who's going to try to stop him? Is physicality and size inside the paint, is that one area that you're looking at tonight to feel like if we can, kind of control the game from 10 feet and in, we feel like it's going to be a good night?
Definitely. As you said, they got a lot of athletes, but, they're not a lot of height to those guys. And, if you know we can get Jaden Finney and Talon Holt. I don't know if they have guys that can match up with them inside. If they can get going and get some buckets, put a lot of pressure on their defense.
What do you know about the other semifinals? Can be late tonight, and I'm doing all four, so I'll have an idea on this game by later tonight. But St. Joe Christian and Pattonsburg, do you have any sort of a scouting report on both of those teams, Coach?
I've seen St. Joe at times could really score a lot of points, and then USC kind of looks like they can kind of play both slower pace and fast pace from looking at their scores. And we played Pattonsburg earlier in the year, and I think they've been playing a lot better since then. And I think either one will be a tough matchup.
There are going to be some really good matchups in the GRC next Tuesday. Obviously, depending what Princeton does tonight, we'll kind of take a look at Saturday. Third place, 1:30, championship game at 4:30. That all dependent on what happens against Gilman City. Next Tuesday, I'm going to be at Gallatin, have that Milan-Gallatin game that's going to decide the divisional title. You get a rematch against Maysville, Coach. You head to Maysville. You saw Maysville just a couple of Saturdays ago. What do you need to do better the second time around against the Wolverines?
I just put the whole complete game together. I thought they executed a game plan pretty good. And, as long as, we can continue to do that and try to, try to contain the inside guys a little bit more and, and not let Metzger get loose for some threes as well. Thought, outside of, just a 10-minute stretch, we were really good in that game.
Yeah, I know it was kind of that third quarter because I felt like you had the better of play in the first half. Third quarter, in a game like that, you can kind of get to the point of saying, yeah, we didn't play terrible, but we weren't as good as Maysville. The third quarter, I thought, really cautioned that ball game.
Yeah, definitely that, and that minute or two right before halftime when we let them go on that run and kind of lost our lead as well.
Do you feel like, especially you got Evans inside for Maysville, and of course you got Big Willis. Do you feel like, do you match up with them size wise, Coach, where you feel pretty confident about what you can do against their big physicality inside the paint?
I think, we did pretty well against it. Those guys are still able to score a lot, but that's, kind of their offense is going to go to those guys. I think we proved to ourselves and, that we could play with some bigger guys, in some of those games down that stretch.
And we mentioned earlier, it's such a unique thing you have with Jaden Finney because, is he the same height necessarily as Willis? Yeah, I think they're both about 6'4", 6'5". But they're completely different because Willis is a back-to-the-back, just big physical guy. And we know what Jaden is. He's long and lean, and he's difficult to stop for those big guys inside because he has so much quickness from 5 feet and in.
Definitely, as you said, both of them have advantages and disadvantages, and just kind of who can take advantage of their strengths more.
That's the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Damon Collins. Princeton-Gilman City doubleheader is coming up on Z101.7. We'll have St. Joe Christian and Pattonsburg as well tonight. So my voice will be, it'll be shot by the end of the night, I'm sure. Princeton-Gilman City girls, 4:30, boys at 5:45. Coach, good luck against the Hawks. We'll see you over at the gym.
Yep, thank you. And as always, we appreciate the coverage.